Meiser Sheni, Perik Aleph, Mishnah Gimel. Halakech behema lezivchei shlamim. If a person buys animals for shlamim, in other words, when one would bring money to Yerushalayim to buy food, to buy meat, the meat that he would need to buy, like the Rav explains, is he should buy, if he buys a behema, it should be for shlamim. But if he buys a chaya obviously is not brought as a shlamim. A chaya is, like, for example, a deer, things like that. So you don't bring that as a carbon for shlamim. So those you can eat even chulin in Yerushalayim. Obviously, all these things have to be eaten in Yerushalayim. So alukech behema lezivchei shlam. So if it's a behema for shlam, o chay lebsar taiva, or he just buys chaya to eat it for taiva, it's not kachim. Yotza or lechulin. So the skin, the hide that comes, he does not have to take that hide from these animals and sell them and then use the money still in Yerushalayim to buy food in Yerushalayim. Rather, he can take the skin and bring it outside. He can use the money outside. It's not a problem. Afal pisha or meruba alabasar, even if the skin is more valuable than the meat as well, it's not a problem. Kada yayin sesumais, if one has jugs of wine that are sealed, it doesn't mean sealed here, the Mefarshim explain that it just means that the jug is sold with the wine. Makum shadarkin limkor sesuma. So now let's say a guy has, for example, just in our own currency, let's say a guy has like $10 and he buys a jug of wine for $10. So makum shadarkin limkor sesuma is if it's a place where they would sell these things together, they would sell the wine with the jugs. Yotza kan kan luchulin. So the actual jug itself. So obviously the $10 were used and the focus of the $10 were solely for the wine. The $10 had nothing to do with the jug because it was understood that everything that was used was for the wine itself, and the jug was just the throw-in. Therefore, since the jug is just the throw-in, he can use the jug for whatever he wants. Now, the Rav explains, however, if the seller or the buyer is somebody that is, for example, somebody that makes jugs, he's a potterer, or in the case of the animal with the skin, if one of them is somebody that makes leather and tans leather and things like that, there, both of these cases, the jug and the leather cannot go to chulin, because in those cases, if one of these guys does this for a living, it's understood that the money, there's a cheshbon going on, that part of the money is not just going for the meat or just the wine, but part of the money is actually going for the leather, or part of the money is actually going for the jugs. Therefore, in those cases, it would not go to chulin. One would have to make sure to resell it in Yerushalayim and use the money for food in Yerushalayim. Ha'egoizim v'ashkedim, so nuts and almonds, yotzu klipein l'chulin. So the shells are allowed to go for chulin. That which you buy, if you buy the nuts, you can take the shells of these nuts and do whatever you want with them. I think they would use them sometimes to dye things. Either way, it's chulin. Hatemed, so this is the residue that's used, that's in the bottom of the wine. Achalei hichmitz, before it ferments. Einu nilkach bekesef meiser. So this cannot be purchased with keser of meiser. Now what we mean here is not just the temed, but we mean if person put water onto the residue of the wine. And then before it ferments, so this water, you can't use kesef meiser because water is not something you're allowed to buy with meiser sheni money. Because it has to be a pri from a pri, a fruit from a fruit, and also gedulei karka. Tosfos Yontif goes in why water is not considered this, because water does sort of emanate from the ground somewhat. You can look into that. Umishehichmitz, however, if it ferments, and the water inside now ferments from the temet in this water, nilkach bekesef meiser. So now this water can be bought with kesef meiser. Now the Rav explains that this is specifically, now remember, if we had in meisers, at the end of meisers, that if it was less, if a person had water that had a volume of 3, and there, the Rav actually said over there, specifically, it was shmarim, it was the lees, L-E-E-S. It was those items that created and caused a difference in the flavor of the water and added something to it. And the Rav said specifically lees. Here we're not dealing with shmarim, we're dealing with temed. And in temed, the Rav says over here that it's going to be allowed to be bought with kesef meiser, this mixture, dafka if it's 3 and then you find 4. Otherwise, it's batel. Just like we said by shmarim in meisres. But one thing we see over here is dafka if it's hichmitz. In other words, only if it's hichmitz, if it ferments, then even if it's 3 and you find 4, on that you can't buy it with kesef of meiser sheni. L'chaira, what you would only buy, he doesn't explain this, is that extra 1. Only an extra 1, do we say, is not water. But everything else is water, because we said that there was a cheshbon going on when you go from 3 to 4. But if it's not hichmitz, sounds like even if it is 3 to 4, it's still considered just water, I guess, or something like that. So by temed, you actually need fermentation as well.